station.
They have not yet landed, I'm told, on who they're going to take number one. And they're still, listen, there are a few players that they really like. What they're trying to figure out in Atlanta, is there one they love?
This is Dirt and Sprague.
And Minnesota, 2024, Commissioner Cup champs. In their first appearance.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Messi swung into the near post, knocked down to the doorstep, saved by Bravo, the rebound is in! Lautaro Martinez! Argentina finally break through!
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080, The Fan. I am a mess.
What is happening? Draft day, baby!
Happy draft day, everybody. We made it.
I feel like Kevin Costner right now, just driving around, cooking up deals. What can I turn 7
Write
and 14
yourself
into?
Write notes on a little scratch
Taking little
paper.
Notes. Ooh, I like that guy. We should draft that guy. I'm all excited. Draft night, baby.
Good morning, Joe Cronin. We know you're up and listening.
He is.
Having a great day so
Has
far.
Has Cronin slept?
Probably got more sleep than I did.
I don't know if anybody got less than me.
Oh.
Let's play that fun game.
Okay, how many hours? What are we working with today?
Now, Swag had a blackout.
He did. Not like an alcohol blackout. Well, maybe an alcohol blackout.
I got up and left before, because as the updates kept rolling in, it was, all right, am I going to sit here all night or not?
Do I just go to sleep at some point?
Fortunately, the missus came and rescued me. Says, all right, let's go and figure out something else.
So yeah. What did the power, is the power on?
Yes.
Okay.
What time did it come on?
Just before I left this morning.
Wow.
Whoa.
From an original estimation time of what, 7:30?
It went out mid-afternoon. The first update was 5:45. Then I got an update to 7:30. Then I got one to 10 p.m. Yeah.
And now it's on at 4 a.m.
Now we're on, just in time.
Yeah.
Just in time to go to work. Hey, look at that. Everything's back on.
At least the wife got to make coffee.
Yeah,
assuming it stayed on. I don't know. Haven't heard. Haven't gotten an update.
Was it just your facility? Or was it like the area?
Well, initially it was the entire condo complex.
Okay.
And then when I came back from watering hole across the street, there were two PGE trucks right in front of a big piece of equipment. You know how you have the little grass island around the parking lot?
Sure. Yeah.
Where you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's this big metal thing that usually just people sit on because you don't know what the hell it is.
You mean the big box?
It's a big box.
Yes.
You know you're not supposed to sit on those,
yeah,
I found out?
It's not good.
Yeah, there's a lot of electricity flowing through
there. I used
there.
To play on those all the time.
Not good for your balls, man. Don't get your balls away from
two
those
dudes
things.
With ginormous 10-foot metal poles.
Sure.
Okay.
With rubber something on the end of it.
Whoa.
Trying to.
Whoa.
There's plugs. They uncased it and there's stuff.
Yes, robot porn? What are we talking about here?
Full body bound for 2 weeks.
I don't know. But like, and the other people.
I wish I had a 10-foot long metal rod, you know?
It's a bit much. It's a bit much.
You don't need that much.
And so,
it's a bit much. Don't need that much rod.
So then. Finally, so opened up. Finally, the sun went down, opened everything up in the house to try to cool it off. It had gotten a little warm. It wasn't obnoxious.
Thankfully, it wasn't a day where it was like 97, but 86 is, you know,
it was still
high. Well, I had the AC going all
day. Closed it all up, so it was just stagnant, stuffy air.
Yeah.
So finally, and then I noticed, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock something as I was. I got to go to bed. Wife's got to get some sleep somehow.
Yeah.
So across the street, the buildings across the street had power, but the four kind of buildings, and there's, I don't know, 6 to 8 units per building on our side of the street were still dark.
So one side of the street got it, the other side.
And then I kept hearing.
That's the worst.
And so I would hear the PGE trucks back and forth, come beep, beep, beep. They go back, get some different parts, come back, talk to an engineer. So that was going on all night. And, of course, the windows or doors and windows are open so we can get
open.
Some breeze.
Yep. Wide open. Yeah. Yep. I can't sleep when it's too hot either. I would not have been able to sleep in that setting.
But there are sleeping clean sheets too hot on the bed this morning.
Yeah, there you go. Wash your sheets. Yeah, a little sweaty last night. Yeah, got a little toasty.
I will admit, you did convince me to wash my sheets.
You should, you know. every couple of weeks. Once a month.
I was going to give you a compliment. I think I'm moving to every week.
Every week. For me, it's religious on Sunday. Every Sunday, I get up. We get out of bed. Yeah. First thing I do Sunday when I'm making coffee, hanging out, grab the sheets, throw them in.
Now, do you guys use the flat sheet along with the fitted sheet? So the fitted sheet goes around the mattress.
No, yeah. I just do the fitted sheet, and that's it.
And then we have a duvet cover.
Like a duvet or something?
We have a duvet cover over the comfort. So the fitted sheets get washed kind of regularly.
Sure.
And
the duvet cover is a little bit different.
Yeah, the duvet cover might go for a little while.
That can hang on a bit.
Those are the worst to dry, by the way.
Oh, they're horrible.
There's like pockets of wetness going on.
Oh, I know.
It gets all clumped up in the dryer.
Well,
putting it on is an absolute nightmare.
Yes. Whether it's a zipper or buttons or whatever, if you put it back together and button it up or zip it up, then it won't.
Makes it a little bit easier.
Get balled up on itself. Yeah. Plus, you don't lose like pillowcases inside of it.
A dryer sheet. Where the hell did that dryer sheet go? Oh, there it is. It fell out of the duvet cover. All right. Swag's off to a good start. What about you?
I don't know what happened.
You too excited for draft day? You too jacked up?
Can I tell you something?
Too excited?
That won't surprise you.
What do you got?
I'm a liar. I consumed all the TV and all of the podcasts that were related to the draft yesterday, all day.
All day. You couldn't unplug?
ESPN's thing, NBA TV. I watched
Galani had a new one. He had another mock yesterday.
I know. I saw it.
You were just hoping? Or is it just...
I love the draft. I don't know. I love the draft. I think this draft is going to be fun. I think today we're going to go, and we want no clue who's going to be good.
No, I think it's a total crapshoot.
I do, too.
Normally, by this time, we might have picks 1 through 5 nailed. It's like, all right, well, I don't have to watch the first hour of the draft.
Sure,
I know what's going to happen. So.
You know how you do these 50-50 raffles at sports games?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, one of the Edmonton Stanley Cup games, that got up to $30 million.
Well, it now goes
Holy
on. They now
hell.
Do them online too.
Right.
Holy
it
hell.
Got to 30 yeah. million.
What a great idea, by the way.
Imagine winning half of 30 million at an Edmonton Oilers game.
I've always loved too that kind of gambling was always legal. Like that was allowed. A 50-50 raffle.
Because
we're donating some
money.
Yeah, the other money
goes to their
kids
nonprofit
thing.
Foundation.
Sure. That's always been allowed.
But no, it just kind of feels like a 50-50 raffle tonight. I have no clue if our number will get called.
Yeah. You got a ticket, though.
But we might win the jackpot.
7, 14, 34, and 40.
You just never know what's going to happen in these things. You might have massive trades happen during our show, after our show, during the draft, right before the draft.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm a liar. I love the draft. And so I didn't go to bed. And I missed the Woj picks trade.
Yeah, we had a lot. We had a couple of bombs last night.
Well, I got off Twitter. I was show prepping and reading some stuff, and then I didn't go to bed till 10:45, which is really late for
really
us.
Really late. Ooh.
And then I woke up at 11:40, and then I woke up at 12:15.
In a cold sweat because they took Zach Edey number 7.
No!
Okay. Sorry. It was a dream. We're all right. Deep breath. Go back to sleep.
Woke up at 2. Woke up at 2:41. And then I woke up at 3:08, and for about 20 minutes, I was convinced that said 4:30 for some reason, and it was time to get up.
It's time to go.
And then once my brain got functioning, I went back to bed, and my alarm went off about 25 minutes later.
Yeah, after you
30
back
minutes
to sleep.
Later.
Not good. Not good, Bob.
No, and I have more bad news. Not only am I sleep deprived, and I'm running extremely on caffeine right now.
Uh-oh.
Bad news, Dirt.
I need to get jacked out of my gourd.
You do.
But I'm kind of excited for today's show.
Sure, get this guy some caffeine stat.
One of the things I woke up to in the 8 times I felt like I woke up last night, a text from our good friend Ben Golliver.
Mm.
5 a.m. East Coast time, 2 a.m. Yeah. West Coast time.
Because he's probably out there for the draft, I would imagine.
He said, hey, dude, you know I wouldn't want to do this to you on purpose. I had something interview-wise that I have to do.
Yeah.
So we will not have Ben Golliver.
Which is a bummer. We love talking with Ben Golliver.
He did say he'll do a make good.
We'll get him on. After the draft, let the dust settle a little bit. Give him a week or two.
Yes.
Let's see how the landscape looks. And then that'll be even better to talk to him then. Just about where everything's at, what Portland has done, how the offseason looks. Because to your point, tonight I expect chaos. It kind of begun last night, and we'll see if it continues. But I think we're in for a pretty wild Wednesday night, not just for the Blazers, but for the NBA in general. And there will be a lot to react to as opposed to trying to preview what that chaos will be.
Would that be it begun last night or began last
Begun. Began. What did I use? Which one did
I
use?
You said on. You
begun.
Went gun.
It begun last night.
Is it gan or gun?
I don't know. Grammar
My
guy?
My instincts would tell me began.
That's
began?
What I thought when I heard you say begun. I'm like, would it be
just
began?
If I'm formulating the thought to in write a head. Sentence in an update, I would go with began.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fair. That's fair. I'll take one minus 1 point for that one. I'll go began over begun.
Let's just finish this little circle of hell we've been in this morning. Did you get sleep? Did Teddy Ballgame sleep all night?
My day was an absolute nightmare yesterday. And that was
three for three, baby.
That was great. Teddy Ballgame refused to take a nap. And every time I put him down, just screamed at the top of his lungs for however long he was in there. Sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes 35 minutes. Just nonstop. And so that was great. Unable to accomplish anything. But the wife and I did talk last night because she's the one, she has to get up and pump overnight. So she likes doing the overnight feed. And so she said, I don't know if I'm waking him up, if he really needs to feed, or if, you know, should we just let him go? Because sometimes I wake him up and then he starts crying. And I'm like, why don't we give it a shot? I'm not doing that feed, so that's you. But if you want to get him up, go for it. But let's see. He slept all night last night.
There you go.
So I feel fantastic. Yesterday at about 7:30, I thought, I hate this life.
Yeah.
And this morning I woke up and feeling great, feeling delightful today. Let's go. Draft day, baby.
First of all, welcome to parenthood.
Oh, it's just a wonderful journey.
You're just learning just as you go, you know?
Wonderful journey. Why won't we take a nap? We're like reading through Google AI answers. Is he overstimulated? No. Is the room dark? No. Yes. Is it blah, blah, blah?
Ooh, be careful with the Google AI. I've been told that the Google AI is not trustworthy AI.
Oh, we got bad robots?
There's bad robots out there on the Googs.
Bad robots. Okay.
I would stay away. Now, also, I'd follow up. I didn't ask you this yesterday, so I'll follow up.
Yeah, what do you got?
You had Teddy Ballgame solo dolo.
Yes.
Game 7.
I did.
How was he?
Not bad.
Okay, so in the anger and hatred you had for your son in the middle of that nap sesh, you should always try to remind yourself, as much as you hate that human being right there.
The positive moments.
Hey, he traded game 7 good vibes.
This is true.
For day of nothing really happening, bad vibes.
This is a valid point. I had nothing going on yesterday.
There you go.
He was bad, and it was just, you know, it made for a long day. But game 7, he was totally chill. We played on the floor. Mm. He was hanging out, giggling. Wife got home right as the third period started. She helped put him to bed so I could watch the third period uninterrupted.
I got to see Inside Out 2 for the second time in 4 days.
Hey, look at that. Good movie?
The second time, I don't know.
Yeah, first time was it?
The first time,
Does the little anxiety character, like, freak you out?
I hated that character. Hated that character. I felt like I saw my own anxiety monster in
different
ways.
Take deep breaths. Did the kids want to see it again? Why'd you go see it twice?
So, my youngest was at her cousin's house the day we saw it.
I missed it.
We were under the assumption she was going to go see it that day, so we went and saw it with our oldest.
Not happy about that.
And then that didn't happen, and she didn't ask to go see it. It was more of a surprise for her and her little friend after volleyball camp. But
sure. You got to have all the kids on the same page. Make sure they've seen the movie.
Yeah. But, you know, this is where dad's schedule kind of, like, screws dad. Like, the wife just throwing out, why don't you go take her see Inside Out too?
Sure.
I'll be working.
This sounds like a great Tuesday.
And I'm like, yay.
I just saw it this weekend, and I can't wait to see it again.
I did fall asleep for 20 minutes during it. They didn't notice.
I mean, I feel like if I had to go sit through two of those after what our sleep schedule's like, I would have slept through the entire thing.
I probably could have, but I have little children with me. So
girls, wake me up when it's over. Throw a popcorn at my head. I'll get up. We'll go home.
And now I have a melted Junior Mint on my car seat.
Oh.
It's not great.
Oh, left it in the car over yesterday?
It spilled out. We didn't notice it. It got pancake. At least it's on the leather part.
That's not good.
I think it'll scoop right up.
That's not good, man.
It's a lease. I didn't finance that thing. It's a lease.
Junior Mint.
Now we're scrubbing Junior Mints out of my car.
Good luck getting that out of leather. That's not easy.
Hey, good luck when you get to this state.
At least you weren't watching the surgery.
Yeah, I didn't lob it into somebody's kidney. We're doing all right.
All right. Well, let's get it going. We're running on no sleep. We're running on caffeine, but we're excited. We're happy to be here. We have a lot to get into today. It's an NBA draft day. Happy draft day to all those who observe this holiday. The Blazers have two picks. We've got trades. We've got trade rumors.
Woo!
Let's get started. Dirt and Sprague. Oh, and I have a specialty at 6:45. What day is it, Swag?
It is NFL Zigger Zag Day.
Ah. I got a specialty one today.
Okay.
All right.
Excited about that.
Coming in at 6:45. Dirt and Sprague, let's get it going. We start next on The Fan. Well, in the many draft dealings that I read or heard, if you want to sum up the draft, I think the best way I could tell you this is, what if I told you Reed Sheppard is the number three pick in tonight's draft, and Reed Sheppard's career arc is Peyton Pritchard?
That's how you get me excited.
Is that his comp?
That's how you get me jacked.
That's like, hey, if it doesn't pop as well as you think, what is he? And it's like, he's Peyton
so Pritchard? He's hitting massive shots in the NBA finals in a couple of years. Is that what you're telling me?
Momentum swingers. But they're from half court.
Hey, big momentum shots. No. They changed the outcome of those games right
Bang!
There.
Bang!
This is what I do.
Yeah, that sums up the draft,
that
I think,
gets
in
me
nutshell.
Excited. That just gets
that'll,
me fired up for
get
tonight.
Me,
you know?
I'll grab the popcorn.
The guy going four picks before our pick is Peyton Pritchard. Yes! Can't wait to see what we do.
We had a massive trade yesterday.
Massive trade.
The trades might be picking up more today, too, because we've got some things to talk about with that. Yesterday, it was announced that the New York Knicks are involved in a trade with the Brooklyn Nets. The Knicks traded Mikal Bridges to New York for all the picks.
All the picks.
All the picks.
You want a pick? You get a pick. Here's a pick. Here's a pick. Here's a pick.
Five first, six total. I believe I have that right.
I thought it was four.
Four. Yeah, you're right. Here it is.
Four first round picks.
Okay, give me a sec. Woj tweets the same things over and over. Oh, here
and
it
then
is.
He quote tweets his own tweets with more information.
It's so
it's
weird.
Like, dude, I can't follow this.
The Nets traded Mikal Bridges. What school did he go to?
I believe it was a school in Philadelphia. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, though.
I think it rhymes with Wova.
Wova, yeah.
Villanova.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks for Bogdanovich. Four unprotected first-round picks, a protected first-round pick via Bucks, an unprotected pick swap, and a second-rounder. Here is Bobby Marks on how the market works for the Nets and what they got back as a haul for Mikal Bridges.
It's a huge, huge haul, as big as it probably gets in NBA standards. It gets, you know, certainly Brooklyn their own pick back, you know, certainly in a separate deal in 2020. I think that's the most important part, as much as they got back from New York. But in a separate deal, they get back their own first that Houston controlled in 25. There was the swap there. And then they get their own pick in 26 back. So, you know, Brooklyn can bottom out this year. You know, they could be one of the worst teams in the NBA in a loaded draft in 2025 and then go into next offseason with over $100 million in cap space.
So the Knicks are going to send the 25, 27, 29, and 31 unprotected picks, a 2025 protected Milwaukee first, a 2028 unprotected pick swap, and a 2025 second round pick for Bridges, and a 2026 second round pick. The idea that we could have got Mikal Bridges while we had Lillard gives you perspective now of what the Nets would have wanted for something like that.
And I would argue his asking price, excuse me, was lower this year than it was over the last 2 years because he did not have quite the season that some people were expecting.
No, and the Nets basically said, you know what? We're tired of fighting to be maybe at the bottom of the East. We're going to be really bad, and now we have competition for the Cooper Flagg number one pick 2025. Right.
That was my first thought, was bring it on, Brooklyn. You think you can outsuck us? We're going to win 12 games next year. Bring it on, bitch.
You still play in the crappy East.
Yeah, that's true.
We play in the loaded West.
That's right. We got a harder schedule than you do. Look, I saw this yesterday. It's great to get a Woj bomb leading into the NBA draft. And I love the move for both sides. I genuinely do.
You love this for the Knicks?
I do, man. Okay. The Knicks-Villanova thing is hilarious, and the fact that they went out and acquired another Villanova player.
So here they might sign?
Who?
In free agency?
Who's even left? How many other Villanova players are
Chris
out there?
Chris Jenkins floating around somewhere?
Yeah, he can come in at a big shot late in the fourth quarter.
Who is Jalen Brunson's current backup at point guard?
I don't know.
Exactly. Kyle Lowry.
Oh, we're going to bring Lowry in as a vet free agent? That's a good point.
There's rumor mill stuff out there.
Dude, just have the whole Villanova roster. That should be your shtick, and it's hilarious.
When's Jay Wright getting announced to the assistant,
he should, right? Thibodeau coach. Runs him into the ground at the All-Star break. Like, dude, come on. Jay Wright, you're coming in. You've already won a title with these guys. I just, after watching what Portland did for 10 years and the reaction to the Rudy Gobert trade, I'm jealous of teams that try. I'm jealous of teams that say, you know what, dude, we went to, what did they get, to game seven against Indiana, right, in the second round? Was that a six or seven game
seven,
series?
That's right. And then they got too hurt, and then
got banged up. Yeah. They ran out of gas. They were running on, fumes at that point. Brunson was carrying them night in and night out, but they were a game away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And their reaction was not, hey, good little team, let's go see what we can do again with the same group next year. It's, how do we get better? Does it work? Does it win them a title? I don't know, but they're swinging for the fences. New York has wanted that for a long time. I've always been jealous of that. And then I think you hit the Brooklyn thing on the head, man. Like, they're not going anywhere. They tried to rebuild after getting rid of all their guys, Kyrie and Kevin Durant, and they tried to build around Mikal Bridges. The last 2 years were not great. Bridges did not have a very good season last year for them. He regressed from where he was in his first year in Brooklyn. And so they thought, dude, four first-round picks? You kidding me? We're going to suck. We got a chance at the number one pick next year. Let's restart this entire thing and rebuild. They got other pieces now that they could ship out. They're going to strip it down to parts. Love that move for Brooklyn. It's exactly what they should do. And I'm not criticizing teams for trying anymore. I don't know if the Knicks get to a title or win a title, but they're trying to win, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that's the tough part is what this does for New York. They still got Hartenstein that they have to figure out. Many think they're going to lose him. OG, all the intel says they're going to sign him.
They're going to keep OG and lose Hartenstein, yeah, or Steen, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, maybe it's Mitchell Robinson at center. They're going to be lacking in size, but maybe they'll figure that out. They have, I think, the 24th pick tonight. I would assume they're going to aim for a big of some sort.
How much of this, though, is kind of what Minnesota did of saying, we need to get through Denver. They got bigs. We need bigs. How do we stop Jokic? Mm-hmm. Them looking at the East saying, Boston is built around wings.
Yeah.
Give me all the wings.
I think that's a fair point, and that would kind of be my response, too, to the people who question this, because I'm not sure they're the best team in the East. I have two friends that are Knicks fans. Two.
They're already claiming.
I can't believe I've won. I have two.
Eastern Conference champions.
No, but they were really excited yesterday. And yeah, one of them kind of lives in la-la land of like, we're going to win the title this year. But what I would say is, what did we learn in the NBA playoffs this year?
Matchups.
It's all about matchups. And yeah, what do you do about Denver? I mean, they don't play Denver in the West.
Nope.
They're in the East. What about Embiid? Is he going to be healthy? What about the Bucks? Dame seemed kind of old last year. Is that going to get better?
Giannis has missed the playoffs back-to-back years.
And so it's matchup dependent. And here's the thing. Somebody, Digital Dam attacked us in a tweet. Somebody said the Knicks got the first ever role player super team. And that's a funny line. It's a little true, but it's not. I don't think it's a negative. This is a team. And being a good team matters a great deal in this landscape of the NBA.
Yeah.
When people can't have super teams the way that they did 4 or 5 years ago, and they play tough, and they have chemistry. Like, there was a weird vibe. The last Nets-Knicks game of the year, it was a really weird scene. All the Nets players had left, and Bridges was the only one left, and he was yumming it up with his buddies. And everyone's like, oh, this is weird.
Circle that.
This don't smell right.
Circle that.
And so, yeah, maybe they're not the favorite to win the East. Maybe they're not better than Boston, Milwaukee, whoever. But they were pretty close this year. They couldn't stay healthy, and now they've doubled down, and they said, we've got a bucket getter. And we've got length and wings and athleticism all over the place. We're all in. And I'm with you. I said this about the Gobert trade. One bad season, and I chickened out of it. But I'll say it. I appreciate teams that make the effort and say, you know what? We're not okay with just being what we were. We think we can be better if we make this move. Is it a big price? Absolutely. But if it gets you right back into a position where you're, you know what I mean, playing in a game seven to maybe get to the East Finals and challenge a Boston, I think you take that risk.
Well, and I think the other thing, too, with the NBA we're learning is that a lot of these teams that kind of leverage themselves and go all in, they have ways to pivot out of it. Like, Brooklyn just went all in however many years ago with adding Durant and Kyrie Irving and all that money they spent in trading for James Harden, and they used up some assets to try and improve the roster, and now they're like 3 years later, and they have recouped basically all those draft picks, and they might have the number one overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Phoenix has leveraged themselves to go all in. There's a pretty decent chance they're going to trade Kevin Durant, and you're going to recoup all sorts of stuff for trading him. Like, there's ways that you can pivot out if it doesn't work. All these guys are relatively young. How old is Bridges now? 26?
26. 27.
He's about to, 27, turning 28 this summer. Okay. So he's got 2-3 years.
This is the prime of his career.
Prime of his career. Let's see how it goes. If it doesn't work in 2-3 years, we can pivot out and try something else. The role player line is funny. It's also really offensive to Jalen Brunson.
It is.
Jalen Brunson went
first
on
team All NBA.
One of the best playoff runs we've seen in a long time this year and carried them. Offensively, he's enough. Also, there's a hair of jealousy for me seeing an undersized guard getting surrounded by athletic wings who are switchable and good defenders. What a novel concept. We got an undersized guard who's not great defensively. What should we put around him? Another 6'1" guard or a bunch of wings? They went the wing route. We'll see how it works.
I was disappointed they didn't sign Mo Harkless and Al Farouq Aminu.
I think they should have gotten CJ McCollum instead of Mikal Bridges. Come on, what are we doing?
We have more trade info that came out last night, and it still involves the Brooklyn Nets and the rumor mill stuff on this team, who has a pretty high draft pick. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. All right, we got Zigger Zag coming up here in 12 minutes. We'll get to that. We'll dive into the Blazers portion of the draft. I'm trying to formulate a poll question in response to what you said. How about having a 6'2" guard that can get buckets and surrounding him with 6'7", 6'8", high-end athlete wing players?
It's all guys, too, that we wanted the Blazers to go get. OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. Yeah. We had Josh Hart for a cup of coffee there for a little bit.
Do you feel like we gave him away?
Yes.
I'm starting to kind of...
I have that feeling.
You've asked about the trust, which I think is a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a talent evaluation is where they thrive. I'm starting to kind of circle the trades. You know what I mean? Like, what if Malcolm nets us 2 seconds?
Gonna be an issue there, Bob.
And Rob Williams gets us 2 more seconds.
He was did Brogdon win sixth man not this year, but the year before?
Yeah.
So you're telling me if that turns into 2 second-round picks, you had the sixth man of the year, if you would have traded him last offseason or last trade deadline, that you could not have gotten a first-round pick for him?
I'm just asking, like, the trade part of Portland's current situation is just something to monitor. And you can say, well, it's easy to see Josh Hart in the playoffs and have that take. Yeah, you're not wrong. But I saw him.
He was a valuable piece. We all knew he was a valuable piece.
Pretty damn good. I know he couldn't hit a three for us at the end there, but...
Yeah, he was a good defender. He played his ass off every night. You knew exactly what you were getting. And the reason you circle it is because some of those might happen this offseason. There's a lot of smoke around Jerami Grant.
Yeah.
I hope that they trade Anfernee Simons. I don't think that they will because they're the Blazers, but I hope that they trade him. Like, what's the return on... Jerami Grant's a 20-point-per-game, 40% three-point shooter.
In the prime of the career.
Prime of his career with a control contract. Anfernee Simons is a young stud, up and coming, who's going to be a great fit on wherever they deal him. If they deal him, there better be good returns on those two deals.
I'm fascinated to watch a few teams in the draft tonight, not just our beloved Blazers. And you know, one of those teams, Spurs.
Yeah.
I'm curious where they go at 4 because that feels like, hey, San Antonio, line 2, Joe Cronin, they have a lot of picks. A
lot of picks.
And I would love to take some of those picks.
Even with the Wemby thing, I mean, you're not too fearful of what they turn into future picks-wise?
Well, they have their pick next year. They also have, I forget who, they have another pick in there. There's a bad team. I'll look
a
up who they have.
A random team they have their pick, too.
But I was watching the NBA draft preview show on ESPN on ESPN yesterday, and they went through the Spurs. And their draft load for next year, they might have 4 first-round picks in next year's.
Well, we were just talking
about... Even if you don't get 1 or 2 dirts,
that's crazy, yeah.
take as many for next year as you can if you Absolutely. Think this class next year is even better than this year.
Absolutely. And that's the interesting thing about San Antonio is that there is already that word out there of like, hey, Wemby wants to win.
And we're getting him Ant would be a huge thing for them.
Be a great fit, man. They got a lot of cap space this offseason, too. And so you can go out and sign maybe a vet to put around him. I'm curious what kind of draw he is. A lot of young players in the league aren't necessarily that. But he is so unique and dynamic. Is that the draw of guys being like, yeah, dude, I want to go to San Antonio because he's that good and we're going to have a legit chance to win?
I just, if you want to take care of your guys, make them feel good and get something great, San Antonio is a spot you yes. circle it and you say, hey, I'm sending you to a good coach,
yes.
a generational player, a great fan base. We're in return going to get some stuff out of this.
Absolutely.
We had another Woj bomb last night. This is the one I missed. I had to catch up with this at 4:45 a.m.
I had to read this one 37 times. It made no sense at first.
It was very poorly written by Woj.
Like, wait, what? They did what?
Huh? I have a lot of takes on Woj, and I've said some of them publicly, but I'll keep some of those privately. The Rockets and Nets have traded picks.
Yes.
And here is the details. This one from Brian Windhorst, who is saying why this is happening, potentially.
They made this trade specifically to attempt to make a deal with the Suns, and they did it to make a deal with the Suns now. Now, to my knowledge, Kevin Durant has not asked for a trade. However, there are definite connections between Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets.
I will put this, I listen to a lot of NBA podcasts. A lot. I mean, I listen to them. I think the Hoop Collective is maybe the best. If you ever listen to an NBA podcast, and I'm not sure you dabble in those waters.
I do from time to time.
The Hoop Collective with him, mm-hmm. McMahon, Bontemps. I love Wendy. Wendy's my dude. And so like Wendy throwing this out, he doesn't do this just to do this.
No, he's got fingers in the air. Now, why would they make this trade?
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it. Brooklyn has a deal with Houston to return the Nets 2026 first round pick for the Suns 2027 first round pick. Rockets also acquire 2025 right to swap Houston OKC first for 2025 Suns first round pick. So basically, Houston getting the Phoenix picks back to yeah. say, hey, Phoenix.
You want your picks back?
Remember those picks?
Ah, we got them right here. Remember when you traded for Kevin Durant?
In case they trade Kevin Durant tonight, Houston wants Kevin Durant.
Yes.
And we'll see what that means for Devin Booker. I don't know if he wants to leave Phoenix, but if he does,
overrated.
Phoenix's own picks. Yeah. Would come into play here and matter a great deal for them.
Phoenix has shown no indication yet to want to trade him, but we know that rapidly changes, and they also are in a bad spot. That is one of the most bloated salary caps in the NBA. And remind me again how many games they won in the playoffs?
Yeah, exactly.
Zero
goose egg.
And a lot of those guys are only getting older. Bradley Beal is not the player that he was anymore. Kevin Durant's still good, but not a leader. That has been proven time and time again. And you know how I feel about Devin Booker. He's a bucket getter, but he has been also, you know, not great in certain moments. So this one to me is almost an ironic trade for Houston to do, of being like, hey, we got your picks. You want them back. Here you go. Here is your get out of jail free card. You tried the Kevin Durant thing. It didn't work out. You're not heading in the right direction. Why don't you go ahead and rebuild around Devin Booker? I'm also wildly jealous of Houston and where they're at.
Really?
Houston went, you know how many years they were bad after unpacking all of that crap with Harden and Westbrook?
I think it was two.
Two?
Three.
Yeah.
3 years. They went.
Exactly us, our timeline.
Exactly. Yeah. Except they went 500 and now maybe adding or adding Kevin Durant. We'll see how that works out. But they were in the conference semis in the bubble. They then unpacked everything and traded everybody away. They went 17-55, 20-62, 22-60, got some good draft assets, slowly rebuilt, spent some money last offseason, went 500.
Got a good coach.
And now they're loaded with picks and ready to go all in because of the trades that they made.
I also have a reason to hate Houston again if this happens.
Forgot about that, right? Well, we forgot how we feel about the old Rockets.
I haven't liked the Rockets since they had Hakeem and Clyde.
It's been a long time.
This would give me a reason to hate them.
Yes.
And also, really, Kevin? 2 years and is that what we're doing in this career?
Yes, that's where he's at.
That's Kevin Durant's career. He's
that is
pack
his
it
career.
In after
well,
two
how
years?
Long was he in Brooklyn? 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. He had the Bucks series.
I mean, he played out his entire rookie contract at OKC.
I think he signed the extension with him,
five or six or seven or something.
Seven or eight. Yeah. I want to give him credit there.
So he was, let's see, are we counting Seattle too?
Seattle drafted.
So counting the organization, he played 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
Then he went 3 years with Golden State, 3 years with Brooklyn, and now 2 years in Phoenix.
I mean, by the way,
likely getting traded again.
Imagine winning two titles in 3 years and saying, yeah, this scene ain't good enough for me. I'm going to go elsewhere with crazy Kyrie. And then you get traded to Phoenix, in two years, you get your ass bounced out, and now it's like, oh, now I want to go to Houston. Like, you go live your own life. For somebody who claims all the time publicly, like, oh, I don't care what people say, you seem to bounce around a lot to situations to try to make people care about it.
Well, he left Golden State in the first place because he knew that those were hollow titles. He needed to go the LeBron route because that's been his entire career.
It's one of my hottest takes. Go rewatch the end of the first title he won Golden State.
Yes.
He has the look of a man that knows this was way too easy and I did not really achieve what I felt like I would achieve.
This would be like Dirt winning a national championship in dynasty mode on rookie level, you know? Let's up the difficulty here a little bit, okay?
On freshman level, okay?
Let's up the difficulty. And he tried to do it and he hasn't been able to win anywhere else. And look, to his credit, at least he hasn't. This to me just would be make sense for Phoenix to be like, dude, we're not going anywhere. We can't spend any money. We got no wiggle room. Let's send you on your way.
Yeah,
we need to reset this thing.
Houston's not winning anything with this move.
No,
he's not.
He's not
leading you to the West. Is he going to win the West?
I would not pick them to win the West.
I wouldn't
either. No, but I also don't know what else they're going to do or what other kind of cap space they have. Because they have what pick tonight?
Three.
Number three.
Hit the third pick.
And they might trade out of that pick, too. There's smoke that they trade out of number three.
All kinds of smoke everywhere. We'll get to our Blazers at the top of the hour. Big day for them, I think. And so we'll talk about that. Coming up next, Zig or Zag on the Fan. We got a lot of NBA stuff we're getting to today. Apologies to our diehards of some of the other sports. It's a big day for our Blazers.
This is it, man. This is our Super Bowl.
It is.
We build the entire calendar around this day, and then we can all move on.
But we pause very briefly. We'll dive back into the Blazers. I got the Spurs update for you, by the way.
A lot of picks. A lot of good picks.
I think the Spurs need to be talking about Anthony Simons internally.
Yes.
But it is time, as we do every Wednesday at 6:45, for Zig or Zag. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Zig. Wait, sorry.
Dirt.
Preemptive. That was an early pop-off there.
We have 16 teams. 16 teams.
16 teams.
10 from the NL, 6 from the AL. In the running for the wild card spots.
Okay.
We have the quickest game times ever. Zig or zag, this is one of the best Major League Baseball seasons in the last 10 years. It is a Major League Baseball zig or zag.
Your baseball zig and
zag. Hell yeah, brother.
All right.
I'm following baseball this year.
Zig, boy, Mariner fans doing okay today? We doing all right? We doing okay out there? We doing all right?
Hey, don't ruin my zig or zags.
I'm sorry. Just asking a question. They've been chirping a lot this year.
Not in the last 2 weeks.
Not in the last 2 weeks. Oh, there you go. Give me the ambiance. So, all right. So, one of the best major regular seasons. You kind of threw me off. I'm in a loop now here. Okay, re-ask the question. I know the number, 16 teams in the wild card race.
16 in the wild card races from both AL and NL, 10 in the NL, 6 from the AL.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the best seasons in the last 10 years.
Oh, boy. I was not prepared for an MLB zig or zag.
I know, that's why I did it.
I'm going to zig on that.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. I think you have household name teams that are good and relevant, which is always good for the sport. You have some young phenoms who have made their debuts and become can't-miss television. Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh, a couple other guys.
I know, it's been great.
And this is one of the things that I argued for, and I think you and I were in unison on this, and my team falls directly into this category. The expanded wild card was such a great idea for Major League Baseball.
You're damn right it was.
If that had not been expanded, I cannot begin to tell you how unplugged as a fan I would be right now. The Giants are 11.5 back in the division.
Yep.
There's no hope. They're not going to get away. They're only one wild card spot or two wild card spots. You ain't getting one of them. So I would have already been mentally checked out and getting ready for football season. But because of the expanded rules, my team's below 500. They suck, and they're still alive in the race, and we'll see what they do at the deadline. I think we could get some chaos in the next couple of weeks. The deadline's coming up right after the All-Star break. I'm going to zig on that. I think we're poised for an awesome second half of the year and maybe a great Philly-New York World Series, an L.A., I don't want to keep using New York, but Baltimore's great.
We could have a Baltimore-Cleveland AL.
Cleveland's been awesome this year. It's a really good baseball city. Seattle's in first place. Like, yeah, this has been an awesome year. I'm going to zig on that.
All right, I got a personal one to throw to you right now. This was shot to me yesterday at 4:30. Bryce Harper went yard.
Yes.
Yandy Diaz went yard because the Rays scored a lot of runs.
They did.
Juan Soto went yard against the Mets. And George Springer went yard against Boston. You know who didn't go yard yesterday?
Who didn't go yard yesterday?
The Flying Clutchman. Had the Flying Clutchman hit a home run, my buddy Ray bet $10 on those five players to hit a homer. He hit four of those five.
Wow.
Had Rutschman hit a homer, he would have won $95,000. Dirt zig or zag, if that was your bet, it would have broken you.
Yes. Zig. 100% zig. I don't know how I would handle that. I'd be lost.
And I couldn't believe it.
I would forever hate Adley Rutschman. He's a great local prospect. I'm rooting like hell for him. I hope the O's get to the World Series. They're my American League team because they're a lot of fun to watch. And I don't know if I could ever forgive him for that. You got to go Paul O'Neill. I need two home runs today, kid. Help me out here, man. Just give me one. That's life-changing money right there.
I couldn't believe he sent me that ticket. Said I was one away.
Golly.
$95,000.
Yes, that would have broke me.
Interesting power rankings in the Athletic's latest power ranking article. Swag's Doyers have had an interesting season.
They have.
First place in the division, but the writers have them fourth. Citing Otani's brilliance at the plate this year, of course. He's been an MVP-like player. Dirt, zig or zag, there are three other teams you know are better than this Dodger team.
I mean, I'll zag on that. The Dodgers have questions about pitching. Clayton Kershaw was getting close, and he had to get shut down again. And he's got, thankfully, the MRIs for him were fine. But their issue was pitching. We knew their lineup was going to be one of the best, if not the best, in baseball. They can get aggressive and make some moves. Some of those guys will get healthy later on in the year. You cannot look me in the eye and tell me you would take three teams to win the World Series over them right now. You want to give me New York? That's fine. You want to give me Philly? That's fine. I can't do it quite yet with Baltimore. I zag on that.
Okay. Well, it's all about how healthy they get come September down the stretch.
I mean, they have like
Mookie Betts will come back, but Shohei looks fantastic.
They've won their division.
They're 50-31, and they're 10 games up in the division. Like, it's done.
Yeah.
It's all about how healthy.
Walker Buehler's having problems
acting
coming
like
back.
They're having a bad year. They're 50-31.
That's what happens when your roster's a billion-dollar roster.
That is true. They're a +116 run differential.
It's all about how healthy they get for October.
They'll go add another arm. Some other guys will get healthy. Like, the Dodgers will be aggressive. They're
all right, we got Zig or Zag coming up here in 12 minutes. We'll get to that. We'll dive into the Blazers portion of the draft. I'm trying to formulate a poll question in response to what you said. How about having a 6'2" guard that can get buckets and surrounding him with 6'7", 6'8", high-end athlete wing players?
It's all guys, too, that we wanted the Blazers to go get. OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. Yeah. We had Josh Hart for a cup of coffee there for a little bit.
Do you feel like we gave him away?
Yes.
I'm starting to kind of...
I have that feeling.
You've asked about the trust, which I think is a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a talent evaluation is where they thrive. I'm starting to kind of circle the trades. You know what I mean? Like, what if Malcolm nets us 2 seconds?
Going to be an issue there, Bob.
Rob Williams gets us 2 more seconds.
He was Brogdon win sixth man last year, but the year before.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if that turns into 2 second round picks, you had the sixth man of the year. If you would have traded him last offseason or last trade deadline, that you could not have gotten a first round pick for him.
I'm just asking. The trade part of Portland's current situation is just something to monitor. And you can say, well, it's easy to see Josh Hart in the playoffs and have that take. Yeah, you're not wrong. But I saw him.
He was a valuable piece. We all knew he was a valuable piece.
He's pretty damn good. I know he couldn't hit a three for us at the end there, but...
Yeah, he was a good defender. He played his ass off every night. You knew exactly what you were getting. And the reason you circle it is because some of those might happen this offseason. There's a lot of smoke around Jerami Grant.
Yeah.
I hope that they trade Anfernee Simons. I don't think that they will because they're the Blazers, but I hope that they trade him. Like, what's the return on... Jerami Grant's a 20-point per game, 40% three-point shooter.
In the prime of the career.
Prime of his career with a control mobile contract. Anfernee Simons is a young stud, up and coming, who's going to be a great fit on wherever they deal him. If they deal him, there better be good returns on those two deals.
I'm fascinated to watch a few teams in the draft tonight, not just our beloved Blazers. And you know one of those teams? Spurs.
Yeah.
I'm curious where they go at four, because that feels like, hey, San Antonio, line two, Joe Cronin, they have a lot of picks. A
lot of picks.
And I would love to take some of those picks.
Even with the Wemby thing, I mean, you don't kid, you're not too fearful of what they turn into future picks wise.
Well, they have their pick next year. They also have I forget who they have another pick in there. There's a bad team. I'll look
a
up
a random
who they have.
Team. They have their pick too.
But I was watching the NBA draft preview show on ESPN on ESPN yesterday, and they went through the Spurs. And their draft load for next year, they might have four first-round picks in next year's.
Well, we were just talking
about...
Even
if you don't get one or two dirts,
that's crazy,
Take as many for next year as you can if you think this class next year is even better than this year.
Absolutely. And that's the interesting thing about San Antonio is that there is already that word out there of like, hey, Wemby wants to win.
And we're getting him Ant would be a huge thing for them.
Be a great fit, man. They got a lot of cap space this offseason, too. And so you can go out and sign maybe a vet to put around him. I'm curious what kind of draw he is. A lot of young players in the league aren't necessarily that, but he is so unique and dynamic. Is that the draw of guys being like, yeah, dude, I want to go to San Antonio because he's that good and we're going to have a legit chance to win?
I just, if you want to take care of your guys, make them feel good and get something great, San Antonio is a spot you circle it and you say, hey, I'm sending you to a good coach, a generational player, a great fan base. We're in return going to get some stuff out of this.
Absolutely.
We had another Woj bomb last night. This is the one I missed. I had to catch up with this at 4:45 a.m.
I had to read this one 37 times. It made no sense at first.
It was very poorly written by Woj.
Like, wait, what? They did what?
Huh? I have a lot of takes on Woj, and I've said some of them publicly, but I'll keep some of those privately. The Rockets and Nets have traded picks.
Yes.
And here is the details. This one from Brian Windhorst, who is saying why this is happening, potentially.
They made this trade specifically to attempt to make a deal with the Suns, and they did it to make a deal with the Suns now. Now, to my knowledge, Kevin Durant has not asked for a trade. However, there are definite connections between Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets.
I will put this, I listen to a lot of NBA podcasts. A lot. I mean, I listen to them. I think the Hoop Collective is maybe the best. If you ever listen to an NBA podcast, and I'm not sure you dabble in those waters.
I do from time to time.
The Hoop Collective with him, McMahon, Bontemps. I love Wendy. Wendy's my dude. And so like Wendy throwing this out, he doesn't do this just to do this.
No, he's got fingers in the air. Now, why would they make this trade?
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it. Brooklyn has a deal with Houston to return the Nets' 2026 first-round pick for the Suns' 2027 first-round pick. Rockets also acquire 2025 right to swap Houston OKC first for 2025 Suns' first-round pick. So basically, Houston getting the Phoenix picks back to say, hey, Phoenix.
You want your picks back?
Remember those picks?
Yeah, we got them right here. Remember when you traded for Kevin Durant?
In case they trade Kevin Durant tonight, Houston wants Kevin Durant.
Yes.
And we'll see what that means for Devin Booker. I don't know if he wants to leave Phoenix, but if he does,
overrated.
Phoenix's own picks. Yeah. Would come into play here and matter a great deal for them.
Phoenix has shown no indication yet to want to trade him, but we know that rapidly changes, and they also are in a bad spot. That is one of the most bloated salary caps in the NBA. And remind me again how many games they won in the playoffs?
Yeah, exactly.
Zero
goose egg.
And a lot of those guys are only getting older. Bradley Beal is not the player that he was anymore. Kevin Durant's still good, but not a leader. That has been proven time and time again. And you know how I feel about Devin Booker. He's a bucket getter, but he has been also, you know, not great in certain moments. So this one to me is almost an ironic trade for Houston to do, of being like, hey, we got your picks. You want them back. Here you go. Here is your get out of jail free card. You tried the Kevin Durant thing. It didn't work out. You're not heading in the right direction. Why don't you go ahead and rebuild around Devin Booker? I'm also wildly jealous of Houston and where they're at.
Really?
Houston went, you know how many years they were bad after unpacking all of that crap with Harden and Westbrook?
I think it was two.
Two?
Three.
Yeah.
3 years. They went.
Exactly us, our timeline.
Exactly. Yeah. Except they went 500 and now maybe adding or adding Kevin Durant. We'll see how that works out. But they were in the conference semis in the bubble. They then unpacked everything and traded everybody away. They went 17-55, 20-62, 22-60, got some good draft assets, slowly rebuilt, spent some money last offseason, went 500.
Got a good coach.
And now they're loaded with picks and ready to go all in because of the trades that they made.
I also have a reason to hate Houston again if this happens.
Forgot about that, right? Well, forgot how we feel about the old Rockets.
I haven't liked the Rockets since they had Hakeem and Clyde.
It's been a long time.
This would give me a reason to hate them.
Yes.
And also, really, Kevin? 2 years and is that what we're doing in this career?
Yes, that's
he's Kevin Durant's career. He's
that is
pack
his
it
career.
In after
well,
two
how
years?
Long was he in Brooklyn? 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. He had the Bucks series.
I mean, he played out his entire rookie contract at OKC.
I think he signed the extension with him,
five or six or seven or something.
Seven or eight. Yeah. I want to give him credit there.
So he was, let's see, are we counting Seattle too? Three, four,
well, he was drafted, well,
yeah,
six,
Seattle,
seven,
OKC.
Seattle drafted.
So counting
him.
The organization, he played 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
Then he went 3 years with Golden State, 3 years with Brooklyn, and now 2 years in Phoenix.
I mean, by the
and
way,
likely getting traded again.
Imagine winning two titles in 3 years and saying, yeah, this scene ain't good enough for me. I'm going to go elsewhere with crazy Kyrie. And then you get traded to Phoenix years you get your ass bounced out and now it's like, oh, now I want to go to Hugh. Like, you go live your own life. For somebody who claims all the time publicly, like, oh, I don't care what people say, you seem to bounce around a lot to situations to try to make people care about it.
Well, he left Golden State in the first place because he knew that those were hollow titles. He needed to go the LeBron route because that's been his entire career.
It's one of my hottest takes. Go rewatch the end of the first title he won Golden State.
Yes.
He has the look of a man that knows this was way too easy and I did not really achieve what I felt like I would achieve.
This would be like Dirt winning a national championship in dynasty mode on rookie level, you know? Let's up the difficulty here a little bit, okay?
On freshman level.
On freshman level, okay? Let's up the difficulty. And he tried to do it and he hasn't been able to win anywhere else. And look, to his credit, at least he hasn't. This to me just would be make sense for Phoenix to be like, dude, we're not going anywhere. We can't spend any money. We got no wiggle room. Let's send you on your way.
Yeah,
we need to reset
not
this thing.
Winning anything with this move?
No,
he's not.
He's not
leading you to the West. Is he going to win the West?
I would not pick them to win the West.
I wouldn't either.
No, but I also don't know what else they're going to do or what other kind of cap space they have. Because they have what pick tonight?
Three.
Number three.
Hit the third pick. Yeah,
and they might trade out of that pick, too. There's smoke that they trade out of number three.
All kinds of smoke everywhere. We'll get to our Blazers at the top of the hour. Big day for them, I think. And so we'll talk about that. Coming up next, Zig or Zag on the Fan. We got a lot of NBA stuff we're getting to today. Apologies to our diehards of some of the other sports. It's a big day for our Blazers.
This is it, man. This is our Super Bowl.
It is.
We build the entire calendar around this day, and then we can all move on.
But we pause very briefly. We'll dive back into the Blazers. I got the Spurs update for you, by the way.
A lot of picks. A lot of good picks.
I think the Spurs need to be talking about Anthony Simons internally.
Yes.
But it is time, as we do every Wednesday at 6:45, for Zig or Zag. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Zig. Wait, sorry.
Dirt.
Preemptive. That was an early pop-off there.
We have 16 teams. 16 teams.
16 teams.
10 from the NL, 6 from the AL. In the running for the wild card spots.
Okay.
We have the quickest game times ever. Zig or zag, this is one of the best Major League Baseball seasons in the last 10 years. It is a Major League Baseball zig or zag.
Your baseball zig and
zag. Hell yeah, brother.
All right.
I'm following baseball this year.
Zig, boy, Mariner fans doing okay today? We doing all right? We doing okay out there? We doing all right?
Hey, don't ruin my zig or zags.
Sorry. Just asking a question. They've been chirping a lot this year.
Not in the last 2 weeks.
Not in the last 2 weeks. Oh, there you go. Give me the ambiance. So, all right. So, one of the best Major League regular season. You kind of threw me off. I'm in a loop now here. Okay, re-ask the question. I know the number, 16 teams in the wild card race.
16 in the wild card races from both AL and NL, 10 in the NL, 6 from the AL.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the best seasons in the last 10 years.
Oh, boy. I was not prepared for an MLB zigger zag.
I know, that's why I did it.
I'm going to zig on that.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. I think you have household name teams that are good and relevant, which is always good for the sport. You have some young phenoms who have made their debuts and become can't-miss television. Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh, a couple other guys.
I know, it's been great.
And this is one of the things that I argued for, and I think you and I were in unison on this, of, and my team falls directly into this category. The expanded wild card was such a great idea for Major League Baseball.
You're damn right it was.
If that had not been expanded, I cannot begin to tell you how unplugged as a fan I would be right now. The Giants are 11.5 back in the division.
Yep.
There's no hope. They're not going to get away. They're only one wild card spot or two wild card spots. You ain't getting one of them. So I would have already been mentally checked out and getting ready for football season. But because of the expanded rules, my team's below 500. They suck, and they're still alive in the race, and we'll see what they do at the deadline. I think we could get some chaos in the next couple of weeks. The deadline's coming up right after the All-Star break. I'm going to zig on that. I think we're poised for an awesome second half of the year and maybe a great Philly-New York World Series, an L.A. And don't want to keep using New York, but Baltimore's great.
We could have a Baltimore-Cleveland AL.
Cleveland's been awesome this year. It's a really good baseball city. Seattle's in first place. Like, yeah, this has been an awesome year. I'm going to zig on that.
All right, I got a personal one to throw to you right now. This was shot to me yesterday at 4:30. Bryce Harper went yard.
Yes.
Yandy Diaz went yard
because
the Rays scored a lot of runs.
They did.
Juan Soto went yard against the Mets. And George Springer went yard against Boston. You know who didn't go yard yesterday?
Who didn't go yard yesterday?
The Flying Clutchman. Had the Flying Clutchman hit a home run, my buddy Ray bet $10 on those five players to hit a homer. He hit four of those five.
Wow.
Had Rutschman hit a homer, he would have won $95,000. Dirt zig or zag, if that was your bet, it would have broken you.
Yes. Zig. 100% zig. I don't know how I would handle that. I'd be lost.
And I couldn't believe it.
I would forever hate Adley Rutschman. He's a great local prospect. I'm rooting like hell for him. I hope the O's get to the World Series. They're my American League team because they're a lot of fun to watch. And I don't know if I could ever forgive him for that. You got to go Paul O'Neill. I need two home runs today, kid. Help me out here, man. Just give me one. That's life-changing money right there.
I couldn't believe he sent me that ticket. Said I was one away.
Golly.
$95,000.
Yes, that would have broke me.
Interesting power rankings in the Athletic's latest power ranking article. Swag's Doyers have had an interesting season.
They have.
First place in the division, but the writers have them fourth. Citing Otani's brilliance at the plate this year, of course. He's been an MVP-like player. Dirt, zig or zag, there are three other teams you know are better than this Dodger team.
I mean, I'll zag on that. The Dodgers have questions about pitching. Clayton Kershaw was getting close, and he had to get shut down again. And he's got, thankfully, the MRIs for him were fine. But their issue was pitching. We knew their lineup was going to be one of the best, if not the best, in baseball. They can get aggressive and make some moves. Some of those guys will get healthy later on in the year. You cannot look me in the eye and tell me you would take three teams to win the World Series over them right now. You want to give me New York? That's fine. You want to give me Philly? That's fine. I can't do it quite yet with Baltimore. I zag on that.
Okay? Well, it's all about how healthy they get come September down the stretch.
I mean, they have like...
Mookie Betts will come back, but Shohei looks
fantastic.
They've
won their division. They're 50-31, and they're 10 games
over.
Up in the division. Like, it's done.
Yeah.
It's
all
20
about
games above
how healthy... Walker Buehler's having problems
acting
coming
like
back.
Like they're having a bad year. They're 50-31.
That's what happens when your roster's a billion-dollar roster.
That is true. They're a plus 116 run differential.
It's all about how healthy they get for October.
They'll go add another arm. Some other guys will get healthy. Like, the Dodgers will be aggressive. They're always aggressive.
All right, and let's wrap it up here because I want to get to some Blazer draft dealings. The M's dropped another game to the Rays yesterday. They got pummeled 11-3. Castillo now has dropped to 6-9, though not his fault. I went and looked up his game logs. He's had not a lot of run support in some of those outings.
A lot of Felix Hernandez starts.
There is some of that going on. Zig or zag, Jerry DePoto and his 54% ass will add a bat.
I mean, I'm going to zig on it because I refuse to live in a world where they don't look at that lineup and say we have to add a bat. Now, what level of bat? That's debatable. Mm. And is it an all-star? Is it a guy that truly makes a difference? We'll wait and see. It would be truly insane for them to not be aggressive. Look, baseball's an up and down year. 2 weeks you're feeling great, 2 weeks you're feeling terrible. That's the beauty of it. I text with my dad every week about the Giants and how they're playing. And from week to week we go from, hey, this team's kind of fun to watch, to this team sucks, I'm never watching again. And then you're back the next week. That's the beauty of a long baseball season. The Mariners will ultimately be fine because of their pitching. But this is just like, dude, they're a plus +8 run differential on the year.
Yeah.
They're barely outscoring their opponents. Their offense is horrendous. And when you have a stretch where your pitching doesn't hold their end of the bargain, like they've had here in the last week, what happens? You can't score more than 2 or 3 runs a game. You can't get more than 4 or 5 hits. And you're getting toasted. Like, they have to go do something. The division is very winnable. I think that they will. Now, what level? We'll debate and we'll see who they end up getting. But if they don't get some, if they don't go get a bat at the deadline, fans should go burn T-Mobile Field to the ground.
I saw the Hot Corners, Joe Fisher, say last Tuesday they had a 10-game lead.
Yes.
It's down to 5.
It's 4.5.
4.5.
Houston won again. They're a game below 500. Here comes the Astros.
That's a week ago.
As they always do, the Astros, who have been in 7 consecutive ALCSs, they're going to make it back again this year.
All right, there we go. No NFL zigger-zag this week. A specialty surprise edition Major League Baseball zigger-zag.
That felt good.
Did it?
It did. It felt good. Yeah, felt good.
I had to get a little baseball in there. We haven't talked a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
Loaded second hour. It is going to be all Blazers draft. Mike Richmond, the homie, is going to be on at 7:30. What will the Blazers do? Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan. We got a lot of NBA stuff we're getting to today. Apologies to our diehards of some of the other sports. It's a big day for our Blazers.
This is it, man. This is our Super Bowl.
It is.
We build the entire calendar around this day, and then we can all move on.
But we pause very briefly. We'll dive back into the Blazers. I got the Spurs update for you, by the way.
A lot of picks. A lot of good picks.
I think the Spurs need to be talking about Anfernee Simons internally.
Yes.
But it is time, as we do every Wednesday at 6:45, for Zig or Zag. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Zig. Wait, sorry.
Dirt.
Preemptive. That was an early pop-off there.
We have 16 teams. 16 teams.
16 teams.
10 from the NL, 6 from the AL. In the running for the wild card spots.
Okay.
We have the quickest game times ever. Zig or zag, this is one of the best Major League Baseball seasons in the last 10 years. It is a Major League Baseball zig or zag.
Your baseball zig and
zag. Hell yeah, brother.
All right.
I'm following baseball this year.
Zip boy, how are Mariner fans doing okay today? We doing all right? We doing okay out there? We doing all right?
Hey, yeah, don't ruin my zig or zags.
Sorry. Just asking a question. They've been chirping a lot this year.
Not in the last 2 weeks.
Not in the last 2 weeks. Oh, there you go. Give me the ambiance. So, all right. So, one of the best Major League regular season. You kind of threw me off. I'm in a loop now here. Okay, re-ask the question. I know the number, 16 teams in the wild card race.
16 in the wild card races from both AL and NL, 10 in the NL, 6 from the AL.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the best seasons in the last 10 years.
Oh, boy. I was not prepared for an MLB zig or zag.
I know, that's why I did it.
I'm going to zig on that.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. I think you have household name teams that are good and relevant, which is always good for the sport. You have some young phenoms who have made their debuts and become can't-miss television. Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh, a couple other guys.
I know, it's been great.
And this is one of the things that I argued for, and I think you and I were in unison on this, and my team falls directly into this category. The expanded wild card was such a great idea for Major League Baseball.
Damn right it was.
If that had not been expanded, I cannot begin to tell you how unplugged as a fan I would be right now. The Giants are 11.5 back in the division.
Yep.
There's no hope. They're not going to get away. They're only one wild card spot or two wild card spots. You ain't getting one of them. So I would have already been mentally checked out and getting ready for football season. But because of the expanded rules, my team's below 500. They suck, and they're still alive in the race, and we'll see what they do at the deadline. I think we could get some chaos in the next couple of weeks. The deadline's coming up right after the All-Star break. I'm going to zig on that. I think we're poised for an awesome second half of the year and maybe a great Philly-New York World Series, an L.A. I don't want to keep using New York, but Baltimore's great.
We could have a Baltimore-Cleveland AL.
Cleveland's been awesome this year. It's a really good baseball city. Seattle's in first place. Like, yeah, this has been an awesome year. I'm going to zig on that.
All right, I got a personal one to throw to you right now. This was shot to me yesterday at 4:30. Bryce Harper went yard.
Yes.
Yandy Diaz went yard
because
the Rays scored a lot of runs.
They did.
Juan Soto went yard against the Mets. And George Springer went yard against Boston.
You know who didn't go yard yesterday?
Who didn't go yard yesterday?
The Flying Clutchman. Had the Flying Clutchman hit a home run, my buddy Ray bet $10 on those five players to hit a homer. He hit four of those five.
Wow.
Had Rutschman hit a homer, he would have won $95,000. Dirt zig or zag, if that was your bet, it would have broken you.
Yes. Zig. 100% zig. I don't know how I would handle that. I'd be lost.
And I couldn't believe it.
I would forever hate Adley Rutschman. He's a great local prospect. I'm rooting like hell for him. I hope the O's get to the World Series. They're my American League team because they're a lot of fun to watch. And I don't know if I could ever forgive him for that. You got to go Paul O'Neill. I need two home runs today, kid. Help me out here, man. Just give me one. That's life-changing money right there.
I couldn't believe he sent me that ticket. Said I was one away.
Golly.
$95,000.
Yes, that would have broke me.
Interesting power rankings in the Athletic's latest power ranking article. Swag's Doyers have had an interesting season.
They have.
First place in the division, but the writers have them fourth. Citing yes. Otani's brilliance at the plate this year, of course. He's been an MVP-like player. Dirt, zig or zag, there are three other teams you know are better than this Dodger team.
I mean, I'll zag on that. The Dodgers have questions about pitching. Clayton Kershaw was getting close, and he had to get shut down again. And he's got, thankfully, the MRIs for him were fine. But their issue was pitching. We knew their lineup was going to be one of the best, if not the best, in baseball. They can get aggressive and make some moves. Some of those guys will get healthy later on in the year. You cannot look me in the eye and tell me you would take three teams to win the World Series over them right now. You want to give me New York? That's fine. You want to give me Philly? That's fine. I can't do it quite yet with Baltimore. I zag on that.
Okay? Well, it's all about how healthy they get come September down the stretch.
I mean, they have like
Mookie Betts will come back, but Shohei looks
fantastic. They've won their division.
They're 50-31, and they're 10 games up in the division. Like, it's done.
Yeah. It's all 20 about games above how healthy. Walker Buehler's having problems
acting
coming
like
back.
They're having a bad year. They're 50-31.
That's what happens when your roster's a billion-dollar roster.
That is true. They're a +116 run differential.
It's all about how healthy they get for October.
They'll go add another arm. Some of their other guys will get healthy. Like, the Dodgers will be aggressive. They're always aggressive.
All right, and let's wrap it up here because I want to get to some Blazer draft dealings. The M's. The M's dropped another game to the Rays yesterday. They got pummeled 11-3. Castillo now has dropped to 6-9, though not his fault. I went and looked up his game logs. He's had not a lot of run support in some of those outings.
A lot of Felix Hernandez starts.
There is some of that going on. Zig or zag, Jerry DePoto and his 54% ass will add a bat.
I mean, I'm going to zig on it because I refuse to live in a world where they don't look at that lineup and say we have to add a bat. Now, what level of bat? That's debatable. Mm. And is it an all-star? Is it a guy that truly makes a difference? We'll wait and see. It would be truly insane for them to not be aggressive. Look, baseball's an up-and-down year. 2 weeks, you're feeling great. 2 weeks, you're feeling terrible. That's the beauty of it. I text with my dad every week about the Giants and how they're playing. And from week to week, we go from, hey, this team's kind of fun to watch, to this team sucks. I'm never watching again. And then you're back the next week. That's the beauty of a long baseball season. The Mariners will ultimately be fine because of their pitching. But this is just like, dude, they're a +8 run differential on the year.
Yeah.
They're barely outscoring their opponents. Their offense is horrendous. And when you have a stretch where your pitching doesn't hold their end of the bargain, like they've had here in the last week, what happens? You can't score more than 2 or 3 runs a game. You can't get more than 4 or 5 hits. And you're getting toasted. Like, they have to go do something. The division is very winnable. I think that they will. Now, what level? We'll debate and we'll see who they end up getting. But if they don't get if they don't go get a bat at the deadline, fans should go burn T-Mobile Field to the ground.
I saw the Hot Corners' Joe Fisher say last Tuesday they had a 10-game lead.
Yes.
It's down to 5.
It's 4.5.
4.5.
Houston won again. They're a game below 500. Here comes the Astros.
That's a week ago.
As they always do, the Astros, who have been in 7 consecutive ALCSs, they're going to make it back again this year.
All right, there we go. No NFL zig or zag this week. A specialty surprise edition, Major League Baseball zig or zag.
That felt good.
Did it?
It did. It felt good. Yeah, felt good.
I had to get a little baseball in there. We haven't talked a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
Loaded second hour. It is going to be all Blazers draft. Mike Richmond, the homie, is going to be on at 7:30. What will the Blazers do? Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.